Hi, this is Emma from Local Smash. Can I know your name?
Hi, Emma. This is Roel from Simple Roofing.
Yes, sir.
You called me a couple times yesterday, and I thought I'd reach back out.
Yes, sir. I understand you were busy, so I was hoping I could talk to you today. So I appreciate you calling us back now. So, yes. This is regarding your Google Business Profile, correct?
Yes. Did you see all the stuff that I sent you, what was going on?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Have you had a chance to review it?
Yes, sir. In fact, I did check with our Google specialist yesterday. The thing is that although the Google agent that you had a chat with was claiming that there's another Google Business Profile that's live using your other email address, but we are not able to see it. So not until we're added to the listing, we may not be able to confirm that that second listing exists.
Oh, I confirmed it. I've seen it.
Yes, sir. So what we need now is to gain access to that listing. Were you able to get into that listing?
Yes, both listings.
All right. Can you please add us to that second listing? Once we're added, we'll check and see if we're able to merge both Google Business Profiles before we remove one of them. But what's important, according to our team, is to make sure that the 11 reviews will remain.
Correct. That's exactly what I sent you. I sent you the playbook that I was looking at, what needs to happen. And, one's got the address with no reviews. And, again, the other one on Simple Roofing has no address but has the reviews.
Yes, sir. So for now, again, we just need access to the second listing so our team could review, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, sounds good. You're confident I won't lose my reviews?
Yes, sir. We will. That's really the goal, to make sure that the reviews remain.
All right, sounds good. You have access to the one with the reviews with no address, correct? The simple
that is correct.
All right, let me jump on. Do you have a second and see, make sure,
sure.
I do this right? Yeah, hold
sure,
on. Let
sure.
me get back. Log this on here, and I'll find. I've seen it. I don't know how I got there, but I did it, and I've seen. Okay. So let me see here. I go into my emails, so I got to assume my RC Dream Homes email, so I'm in my emails. So then I would go to then a Google search, I guess, because I'm in my...
No. Are you on your computer right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Go to business.google.com/locations.
Business. Business, googlebusiness.com locations?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, this site can't be reached. I must have typed in something. Let me see. Should I get on the, I need to get on the Google. Okay, Google Business. GoogleBusinessLocations.com, is that what you said, or?
Yes, business.google.com/locations.
Okay. Business, google.business.com/locations. Google.business.com/locations, is that correct?
Slash locations.
Yeah, google.business.com/locations, right?
Yes, sir.
So that one says 404 not found. I spelled business right. google.business.com/locations.
Give me just a second. Let me send you a text message and make sure you have the right link, okay? Hold on. I sent you a text message. Did you get it?
Hold on. I'm waiting. Got it here. Let me copy the link so I can get on my desktop. Emailing it to myself. Okay, that right here. Simple Roofing Group. See your profile. Ah, okay. I'm right here now. Okay. I got it up.
Okay. All right. So are you looking at the Google Business Profile right now?
I am. And this one's got no reviews, but I see my address.
Okay. All right. You see the one that says your business in Google, and then across that you would see profile strength. And there's where you can find the three dots that I need you to click.
Yep. I see it here.
Okay.
Edit your business information. Is that the one, edit your business in?
No, but it should say business profile settings.
Add a new business to see. Your business on Google, which one do I'm looking at? Add your business. Your business on Google.
Do you see profile strength? That should be
in the
middle. Do you see
three
dots beside it?
I did. Yep. I clicked it open. Okay.
And then there should be business profile settings in there.
Gotcha. Here it is. I open it.
Okay.
It says people and access. Go ahead.
Now
where do you want to go? People and access.
Yes. And then there should be an add option.
Add. See it here.
Okay.
We're
going to ask for a name or an email address, but it'll give you a set of numbers, okay?
Okay.
No spaces, no dashes, it's just play numbers. 552.
552.
554.
554.
6200.
6200. And then I put you in as, as local / listings business profile group that popped up. So I put you in as a manager?
Yes.
Okay. Invite. Okay, so it says 552-554-6200. Okay.
Is it pending now?
Well, no. Actually, it says invalid email. Try again. Hold on.
But local/listing showed up, right? You just have to select that one if it shows up.
Yeah, and it disappeared. So let me try it again. Type those numbers again. Paste it. Invite. No, it doesn't show up anymore for some reason. I did see it pop up and I hit invite and this is invalid email. Try again. So let me back out. Let me, business profile settings, people on access, add. I type in the numbers you gave me, 552. There it is. It popped up. add bum, 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 bum. Pending.
Okay, and, let me go ahead and check it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. All right, perfect. So, yes, I can see it now. So I'll go ahead and inform our team to review it and see what's the best step just to have both the address and the reviews on under one Google business profile. I will reach out to you if you need anything, but for now, you did what you had to do, so we'll take it from here, okay?
The question is, and I don't know if you have it, the one that we wanted on under Simple Roofing, is it under Roel or is it under admin, the email?
The one that doesn't have the address on it?
The one that has the the reviews on it.
Yes, okay. Let me take a look. The email is attached to it. It's Roel at Simple Roofing, too.
Okay, that's fine. Now, quick question, just out of quick curiosity. Is that what everybody sees as the email when everybody looks?
The email is actually not visible to the public.
Okay, that's it. I just, you know, I just don't like my name out there. Okay, and start getting all kinds of emails. All right, that's perfect. All right, I think we got what you need. And so now the ball's back in your court, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then after that, how long will it take them to I did see that you've got to do something and wait a couple of days before you go to step two or something like that. I seen that. So, okay.
Yes, sir. All right. So for now, again, we'll take it from here, okay? I'll have the team review it as soon as possible so we can work on merging it and making sure that we get the address on the Google Business Profile with the reviews.
And next question on that. So I've got two strategies I'll be going is basically the Google and also the Facebook, correct?
Yes.
Okay. On the Facebook, basically, it looks like that we're spending basically, it looks like $100 a month on a budget, right? So, and it's rotating like six ads, is that correct? Or something like that?
Yes, sir, because you had a schedule for that one.
Great, all right. So, can you see in front of you how long it's been going on now?
I'm just afraid I don't have that information right in front of me, but I can go out and check and maybe text you back once I get the answer from our Facebook team.
Okay, that sounds good. And the question I had was, if it's been out there for, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, how long time, isn't it time we review exactly the performance of each ad and see which one is getting the most? So on and so forth. Is that part of the strategy or we just leave it alone or how does that work?
Yes, sir. Since we have a rotating type of ad, then it would be important to review the performance of each ad. So that really is going to happen. So I'll go ahead and check with the team and see which ad is working, what strategy is working, so we can maybe work on applying that to all of the scheduled posts that you have. But again, that's really expected. It's expected that we should do that.
So my question is, what's your standard operating procedure? So I'm not asking, happening is, after it's been out, when is it, do I usually, you guys check it or do I have to ask or how does that work?
Well, the thing is, I'd like to be very transparent with you. Mm-hmm. Having a rotating type of ad is not a normal thing. We are only doing it at your request. So for most, they're really just going to have one ad all throughout their campaign. So in your case, since it's rotating, then our team will going to review again the performance of each ad. And from that, we would recommend which one will work best. And if you're okay with that recommendation, then maybe you can work on it and apply it for all of your ads moving forward.
Okay, sounds good. Next question, if I may ask on this, is why would you guys just have one ad, and how would you know if it's working or not if you only got one to look at? I mean, how do you measure that since mine's outside the box, you know, that request? And you okay, here's an ad. How do you know how it's performing, I guess? How do you A-B test that? Or do you even A-B test it?
I really could not answer that question. But if you really would like to know, I can maybe set you up an appointment with our Facebook team and ask them all your questions regarding your Facebook ads and how it's being tested and all that. Do you want me to set you up?
Please do. And, I think hopefully they're a good question, do you think?
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
You have a valid point. So just to really avoid having to relay one information to another, I can set you up with an appointment later this afternoon, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'd be great because, I'm a novice at this. I'm not an expert. And then if I understand correctly, on your side, too, you don't know why just one. And I did something unusual, which I requested six. Now I've got different performance. And, that might be a strategy you might recommend to somebody else. You know, hey, instead of one, because one is one, you don't know if it's bad or good. Now, if you deploy three, at least you can, test each one and see which one works better than the other.
Yes, sir. You have a point. So if that's the case, then again, it would really be better if you can get the answer from our Facebook team themselves. Are you okay if we'll schedule it around 6:30 later today, or is that?
That would work. Yeah, 6:30 is fine. That would work out because Perrine can get on the call. And then also, I've already got an 8 p.m. with, another VA in the Philippines. So 6:30 worked out great. If you can set that up, I'll enjoy Perrine on that call, and we'll take it from there. How's that sound?
Yes, sir. Sounds like a plan. So please get ready with all your questions regarding your Facebook ads campaign, okay? Because by then you'll be speaking with an expert with Facebook ads.
Is that also the same expert for Google ads?
I'm just afraid not.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, quick question on Google ads, okay? If you could, I've never done Google ads. Would you be able to kind of give me a high-level explanation again, the strategy on Google ads? I think it's the same as Facebook, right?
Facebook focuses on Facebook, but although they are the same paid ads, but they work differently. For Facebook, there's a lot of factors that will be considered before an ad would show up to someone's timeline, like their search history. So even if they were searching for, say, roofing contractors last week, there's a tendency that they will see ads related to roofing this week or the following week. But for Google ads, it's real time. The only time the ads will show up is if they are looking for roofing services or your keywords at that specific time. So compared to Facebook ads, Google ads has, or you can say the leads on Google ads are high intent leads because, they're searching for it right at that time. So yes, it's a paper lead, it's a pay-per-click campaign, so even if the ad will show up, not unless they will click on the actual ad, which will only happen if they are really, if the ad is really attractive, then if they click on the ad, that's the only time you will get charged or the budget will be used. Because again, it's a pay-per-click campaign. Yes. And the good thing about it is that it will allow the business to show up on top of the search result on the paid ad section. So if you'd want to take advantage of like the paid ad section, because that's where it's where people will land when they search for something before they get to the Google business map section. So it's also a good it's a good campaign, although it's costly, but people spend thousands just to get Google Ads running.
Right. So basically, if I understand correctly, I could go with the paid ads, which again I pay extra for, and when they do a search for a roofer near me, I would pop up in the top with everybody else that also has the paid ads, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but also at the same time, if there was only one paid ad in my area, I would show up. If there was three, all three would show up, but the rest of the 30 people would be underneath me. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. The idea behind Google Ads is that it's like an auction. Mm-hmm. The more budget you have, the more times or chances your ads will show up to people searching for your services. So if you would like to really beat the competition in the area, if they're paying mm-hmm. for, say, two or three clicks per day before mm-hmm. their ads will stop running on that specific day, then you can consider having a budget that would allow 4 to 5 clicks. Okay. That way, once they run out of clicks, at least your ads are still running.
Gotcha. Okay, so having said that, if I don't have the paid ads, if they do, for example, roofers near me, and then so when they do the search, I can search right now. I'm probably about the 30th or 40th person on that list in my area. Okay. So really, from that standpoint, it's not doing me any good because I'm like the 30th, roofing company on that search, right? Would you agree?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what is that $750 budget that I put on there? What is that? How's that work? Is that if somebody goes down 30 down and sees me and then they click it and that's when I would pay? Is that how it works?
Well, for Google Ads, for Google Ads, normally it would only show like the top two or top three services at the
sure.
time of the search. So
right.
if you are running Google Ads, people no longer have to click down the 30th business just to find you.
Right.
If you
sure.
have enough budget and your ad mm-hmm. is set to run around that time, then people will see you right on top. Like it will
okay.
really show up like the mm-hmm. second or third business in there.
Okay. Right. So basically, if I understand you correctly, since I'm, because you only, like you said, three or four will pop up right there on the front page. Okay. And nobody's
yeah.
going to go to the 30th, roofing company. So unless I'm just scrolling, kind of looking where mine lands, right? And that's what
yeah.
I was doing. And so, okay. So the only way Google will help me out to get leads basically is if I do grow it organically and get on that front page, right, with a lot of activity, reviews, so on and so forth, blah, 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 which takes a long time, correct?
Yes, sir. The organic
okay.
thing really takes time. So if you'd want to, really, again, gain advantage, then that's
mm-hmm.
by running paid ads while waiting for
yeah.
the local or the organic to kick in.
Mm-hmm. So if I do the local, the organic to kick in, it, conceivably it could take me a couple of years.
Well, I would say for some it could take years, but depending on how great your company is, it could also just take a few months before you start
coming up on
the first page of Google.
But, great can be defined a lot of different ways. How would you define great? And get on the first page. What needs to happen that shows up in 2 months when I see some of these businesses been on Google for 10 years, 15 years with all kinds of reviews? And so what do I have to do?
For some, they may have stopped working on their marketing already since they've been on the first page for quite some time. Sometimes they
mm-hmm.
tend to relax since
mm-hmm.
they think they are sure
mm-hmm.
to stay on the first page. So
right.
as long
mm-hmm.
as we're doing hours diligently, like gathering reviews,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just once a month, creating,
mm-hmm.
Uploading pictures and videos,
mm-hmm.
creating posts regularly, then that should beat those businesses that's been in there for 10 years but it's not taking care of their marketing.
And I'm pretty confident that these guys, they're pretty big. They're taking care of their marketing, right?
Because they have a market.
Yeah, yeah, so that's the fact. So having said that, for me to race to the top, I have to be really active on this Google thing and really outspend them and outdo them, and hopefully they don't do anything. And the reality on that, that's probably not going to happen. So I got to accept it'll take me a couple of years, right?
Yes. Well, hopefully we will not get into that, but... I trust
we will.
Our team will continue to do their thing.
It does. I can see how long it takes. I've got a couple of businesses that, my wife and also, my daughter and my son, and they're big on that Google search. They're on top now, but it took them a while to get there. You know, and they grew it, like they said, they grew it organically. And, they get a lot of activity. So it took them a couple of years, but that's okay. So my question, is where it comes to Google then, is basically, if I want to get in front and I want to expedite this process, I got to go with the ad campaign, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how much does that cost?
Well, the minimum to start, for Google Ads, it's $300. But as I've mentioned earlier, if you really would want to... beat the competition, not simply joining the trend of running ads,
right. Mm-hmm.
Then you might want to consider adding $100 or $200 budget so you can be at an advantage. So even if everyone is running ads, then at least you have an extra few clicks.
So good. So what is that $750 budget that you guys allocated for me? What is that?
I'm thinking it's Google verified, but let me take a look.
Thank you.
767, the last charge.
How much?
767.
It was the last charge. Okay, wasn't that was that a charge? And then it was allocated in a bucket, for me to spend?
That was for Google verified. It's the pay-per-lead campaign that we're running. Previously it's called Google Guaranteed, but Google changed its name, so it's now Google Verified. But again, it's a pay-per-lead campaign.
And so when do I spend that, I guess? When does it, how does that work, how does that work? Because now I'm Google Verified, which we just did, right? I've got an address now. I'm on the, my name is, there, it's verified, address is verified, I get reviews. I've got what it takes, right? Because now I'm Google verified, is that what I'm hearing?
Being verified by Google is actually different from the actual Google verified campaign itself. So Google verified the business will get that green check mark that shows you've undergone an additional verification.
Okay.
And then aside from that, with Google Verified, the business, hold on, let me just
Yeah, you mentioned sure. two things. You said there's two things. Google Verified, which I'll get a check mark. I think we've done everything now. We're verified on that side because I've got the address, I got the name, I got reviews, just got to put it together. The other one you mentioned was Google Verified campaign. And,
being verified by Google, that's the GBP or the Google Business Profile is verified simply because you did the verification. But Google Verified campaign, it's a paid ads campaign. So it's confusing because Google changed its name, but again, it's the kind of campaign where companies, not all businesses are eligible to run Google Verified campaign.
What do you have to do in order to be eligible for that campaign?
For now, Google has a specific list of categories where where they are eligible for Google Verified. But there are also some mm-hmm. like masonry, concrete contractors.
Hi, you've reached Real Wealth, Karen Dane. Sorry I can't come to the phone.